On the show today, we have Jumio's Robert Briggy back on the show talking about their new eyeball tracking solution application that thwarts biometric hackers. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little science fiction with Jumio's Chief Revenue Officer, Robert Briggy. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing great, and I think it's about to be science fact, but we'll see. No,
I like that. Nice touche. All right. Hey, we're talking, you guys just literally released, like 24 hours ago, it seems like 10 minutes ago, this eyeball tracking software application, whatever you want to call it these days, that's enhancing security everywhere. So, I mean, this is super sci-fi, but now, like you said, it's sci-fact. What is it? What is it, and how does it work?
So, last year, Javelin put out an analysis showing that identity theft had risen at least 16%, last year. And WorldPay has done research showing that mobile payments will be a lot larger than credit card and debit card by 2020.
Yeah, I get that.
If not before.
Yeah.
And so more and more, you need a digital solution to identity. And we've talked about this before that, there's ways to do biometric facial recognition. You can check IDs to verify who people are. And really what we're talking about with the eyeball tracking is the latest in the arms race between the fraudsters and between technology companies like us that eliminate fraud. And so what had happened is originally it started with ID verification, mm-hmm. where someone would just, scan in the ID. But what that didn't do is tell you whether the person holding the ID was the person on the ID, right? It could have been stolen.
Exactly.
And so we in the market moved to what we call identity verification, which is a selfie, where you basically take a picture of yourself and we compare it to the ID. Well, what happened is the fraudsters then started dealing with that, and the way they dealt with that more often than not was, if I was going to imitate you as an example,
yeah,
I'd just take a high resolution printout of your face, and the computer would match this printout to your face because they are a match.
Right.
Computers are inherently stupid. They just answer the question that you ask them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we needed to do then was introduce a bunch of new technologies, and broadly we call them liveness detection, in order to make sure that it's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So we did things like blinking, moving the head around, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had fraudsters and other people take videos of blinking in order to, try to get around that.
Gosh.
So, okay, fine. So now we've just in the last day or so released our new eyeball tracking. And what it does is it basically, after you take your selfie, mm-hmm. it moves a ball randomly around the screen,
mm-hmm.
and it's tracking your eyeballs so that it knows that you're actually a human being, you're not a recording,
mm-hmm.
and you're reacting to the prompts on the screen. And all this is, yet again, another way to not only catch fraudsters, but more importantly for credit unions and other people to deter fraudsters.
Yeah, no doubt.
Every time we come out with one of these, it increases the barrier to entry. It's harder and harder and harder and harder to try to even attempt to bypass these things. And we find it a lot safer than you mentioned, fingerprint scans, mm-hmm. and some other things. In a remote setting, more and more your face is becoming your password.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really just another step in that progression. And it's pretty exciting. It gives a layer of security for the company.
Yeah.
But also for the consumer themselves, that when the consumer goes through this process, they know all of the other consumers are going through this process, and it gives them more confidence, mm-hmm. in the business that they're dealing with.
Yeah.
So it is definitely, like you said, it sounds like science fiction, but it's every day evolving, responding to threats, and continuing to innovate.
Yeah, I just the evolution of this is just mind blowing. It's just like, I mean, you never thought like, okay, you're gonna like now we're not only we're gonna track, not only we're gonna recognize you by your eyeball or your face, but now how your eyeball, how your eye moves, and
that's right.
And it's like, oh my, it's like, you know, so why should a credit union? Obviously, from the security aspect of it, the anti-fraud. Are there any other reasons that credit unions or even banks in this case should use it as well or?
Yeah, I mean, typically it's around fraud and, yeah, and experience, you know, because it is a pretty easy way for someone to kind of prove that they're a human being, especially when it comes to these face matches. What we find is that in the industry, virtually everyone is obsessed with similarity. And similarity is, again, you know, matching this to you. Basically, all computer algorithms would match those two faces.
Right.
And so we actually do four different checks.
Oh.
So we do a similarity check to see, you know, are they, you know, in fact, the same face or not. We check a database. We do liveness checks. So we have a series of things that we check in order to make sure it's not fraud.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, things like wearing sunglasses or wearing a hat,
mm-hmm,
these things can obscure your face and make it a lot harder to match.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's why we think we've got a pretty unique solution here, that not only matching the face, but also with this liveness, we can kind of determine that it is a human being. They're reacting to what's being prompted.
Mm-hmm.
And it just creates not only catching fraud, deterring it, and a great experience for the consumer.
Yeah, it seems like it's moving so fast now, as we all know in this space. Because I mean, in your press release, you said that fraudsters are already beating Samsung 8's iris scan, and rumor has it that the iPhone 8 will have facial recognition. I'm like, I mean, is this stuff going to be obsolete by the time it hits the showroom floor?
Yeah, no, I have a Samsung 8 myself, and I bought it, you know, with to test iris scanning and all those sorts of things, and you know, they admit that it's not security. It's authentication, you know, where you can kind of log in quickly.
Sure, sure.
It's very quick and dirty. And for credit unions and the people listening to this program, they want the right answer. You know, that they don't want the quick answer. They want to really know, mm-hmm, that it's the real person, because there's money at stake and there's people's accounts and, you know, the real world value and impact.
Yeah.
And so that's why more and more companies are migrating to these sorts of technologies. But you're right. You know, I'm sure next we'll be doing blood tests or something. but, you know, it's a constantly evolving thing. And it's always this trade-off of experience and security.
Yeah.
And we spend a lot of time. We're really an experienced company, you know, that catches fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And our job is really converting customers. So your credit unions, you know, basically anyone willing to apply to open an account and to take a selfie, we want you to be able to convert them.
Sure.
So we want you to be able to get a solid yes or no answer of, is their ID valid?
Mm-hmm.
We want you to get a solid answer of yes or no. Is it really them in the ID?
Mm-hmm.
It's an exciting space with a lot of changes that happen, you know, daily.
Yeah,
this biometric space is incredibly hot.
God, is it ever?
And, it's, but you can see, you know, why it's necessary. Yeah. You know, last year people spent nearly $50 billion in online purchases, mm-hmm, and so this is real money at stake. Yeah,
it's only going to go up too. So I mean, it's just this is not going away. And the other thing, while you were talking about that, is like it's also a confidence builder for a consumer with their financial institution. This, in this case, a credit union. So I think knowing that your credit union has something like this in place, like, you know, that's a huge, at least for me. I mean, like, yeah, they're taking the steps to protect my finances and my information, all that type of stuff.
No, that's right. And a lot of people look at this, you know, from the company's point of view. But, you know, very famously here in the U.S., we had banks that were penalized because they opened accounts without bothering to talk to the consumer. If their process mandated the consumer actually do a selfie,
yeah,
they wouldn't have been able to do that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it not only protects the company, but it protects the consumer themselves.
Yeah.
And it builds trust because they know no one can mess with my account,
mm-hmm,
with my selfie.
Yeah.
I had someone, a very good friend of mine, got his wife's login and password for an online app, and then he recorded his face for it. And so he was able to log on to his wife's account because she had never bothered to record it. Huh. And the same is true of things like fingerprints that, yeah, it can only match you if you've actually recorded it.
Yep.
And it hasn't been deleted. So it's definitely, you know, fraught with danger. And we're in the business. We're a weapons dealer in this arms race, you know, protecting the good guys to make sure that we're out staying ahead of the bad guys and, you know, protecting the good guys.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Such cool stuff. I'm going to wrap up with this excitingly scary question for you, Robert. What's next? Where do we go from here?
So definitely biometrics, you know, is expanding with face matches that we've been talking about, speech recognition. I just read an article this morning about someone looking at heartbeats, you know, and whether that's unique or not, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but they
I don't
think
that either. Huh.
But I definitely think there's going to be an expansion of in this area that famously they talk about what you have, what you know, and, you know, who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And more and more, the what you know is irrelevant because of all of the hacking and because of the internet. You can find out anything you want. You know, I could probably find out your social security number, you know, thanks to the recent leaks of the voting records.
Yeah.
A ton of sensitive information. Yeah. And so me finding out your first pet's name or addresses you used to live at is trivial now.
Mm-hmm.
And so more and more, I think it's going to be about biometrics. And we're a leader in that space, and we're going to continue to innovate.
Yeah, so it's this convergence of science and technology that's so, so fascinating. So very cool stuff, Robert. Always an adventure talking to you, so I love having you guys on. So keep up the good work, and let's check in down the road when it changes again, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks. And if you see any strange credit access, give me a ring.
I think I saw that picture in the post office, most wanted recently. So, yeah. All right, Robert.